Yes, you're very welcome to Lauren na Páirce here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy to keep you company till 7 o'clock. Another busy show on the way over the next hour. McDarren McDonagh of the Dungarvan Leader is here in studio, ready to preview Sunday's Munster Club final between Ballygunner and Clonlara. Michael Ryan and Kellyanne Hogan will look ahead to Ballymacarbery's All-Ireland semi-final against Clonairn on Sunday. And later in the hour, we'll hear from County Board Chairman Sean Michael O'Regan. But first...
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork.
Ball drops, Kevin Mahoney swings the ball to Peter Hogan in space inside the 20. What's Peter going to do? Takes a shot. Oh, what a goal! What a goal for the runners on 23 minutes. Kevin Mahoney held it up, fed it through to Peter Hogan. He's been outstanding all through, had the confidence to take his shots and give Sean O'Brien no chance. Picked that ball out and hit Sean O'Brien. Great goal, Peter Hogan.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rights. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porn, sir. We had
medicine, but Pádraic Mahoney now has gone away from Jake Dillon. His options outside him. Takes it up. Back in the left by Pádraic Mahoney.
He played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tootled with skill.
Great ball.
Oh, ball won by Desi to Peter Hogan in space. Peter's gone inside, takes a shot. Oh, brilliant goal there. Desi set it up. The man who finishes as he did in the county final, Peter Hogan. Lovely bit of 1-2. Class from Hogan.
But he took up his stance, then he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Mike Casey.
Another Hail
Last
Mary.
Hail Mary in around the danger zone. They trail by four. Who can get a touch on it? The man who wins it inside has the ball. Is Philip, was there a foul? Free out, says the referee there. That was crucial. Philip Mahoney, who else to do it?
So Ballygunner can become the first club to win three Munsters in a row on Sunday. The Gunners versus Clonlara will be our George Corbett squad. A big match here on WLR. Live from Semple Stadium, Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy, our commentary team from 3:15. Well, to preview this match, a man who has seen both teams in action this year, that's McDarren McDonagh, GAA writer with Dungarvan Leader and commentator with TG Cahir. McDarren, Ballygunner on the cusp of making more history on Sunday. You've watched them closely. What makes them such a hard team to beat in your view?
Combination of a lot of things, Tomás, really. The work ethic is phenomenal. Phenomenal from 1 to 28, whatever number of players they have, you know. They just work so hard. And I mean, even the last day I saw them, which was against Sarsfields, when they were winning by something like 10 points, and you still see Desi back in his own, in the right half-back position, like putting pressure on it, putting it over the line and winning that sort of ball. You know, they work like beavers, really. And it's not just work, right? That's you know, they have everything, really. You know, they have speed, they have skill, they have marvellous management team, everything. But Ballygunner is just so good.
Speaking about working like beavers, Mac, is Peter Hogan having his best year in a Ballygunner shirt?
Well, I said it for some time. I think he's their player of the year this year for me. Looking at him and he's like, I mean, yeah, if you put these milometers on, I said to nearly to be steam coming out of it because he covers so much ground. But what he's doing this year is he's getting forward for goals quite frequently and is well able to finish. He's having a great year, Peter. But look, there's so many of them, you know, and that is the beauty of Ballygunner. It's like all good. It's like the great Kerry team in the football in the 70s, like the great Kilkenny team of the you know, 10, 15 years ago, that you might quieten three lads and you think you have your job done, but then there's another three who come after us who will inflict just as much damage.
Yeah, and Pádraic Mahoney did the damage the last day, Mac. Like, how important is it to have a score getter like him on your side?
Well, look, when you have a scoring machine, when you're talking about Pádraic Mahoney, you're talking about you're starting with minimum 7-8 points, minimum, and capable of putting some more. And on his day, he's a fantastic free taker, unorthodox style, but it's so effective. Like if you look at their defence, like they kind of defend like a co-op, really. It's just your you're swallowed if you get the ball. There's not just one player, and you might think you're doing well to get past two, and there's another welcoming committee of another three waiting for you, just in case you were getting carried away with yourself like that. Maybe the first time that I really had an opportunity, I remember it was last year, 22, they played a challenge game against Sarahs from Cork in Seanfáil. And it was one of those evenings where I wasn't commentating, I wasn't keeping any notes, I was just sitting there watching it, and you could really, and I was on the sideline, so you could see the small subtleties, and just the you know, any time a Sarahs forward got the ball, he was swallowed straight away, like, and it's, you know, and their movement, their, you know, that's in the defence that they have. They've Ian Kenny then, who's playing fabulous stuff, a great man marker. Barry Coughlin so safe. Stephen O'Keefe behind him keeps the man who orchestrates so much is Philip Mannion. Philip's reading of the game. I really saw this against Harris. His reading of the game is magnificent. Jeez, he knows the ball even before another fella hits the ball. He knows where it's going to be, and he's inevitably there. But like every one of them, here you see Ronan Power last week or last time against Pearson, coming up with two fabulous long range points. So they're coming up with things all the time. The two lads in midfield work great, savage. And then up front, the scorers. I suppose if you're talking about the scorers, you're talking Pádraig, Desi, Patrick, and maybe Peter. Maybe the other Mikey and Kevin don't score as much, but they're still contributing so much to the whole effort.
And you've also studied Sunday's opponents Clonlara very closely. Mac, you're on commentary duty for their victory over Killadangan in the other semi-final. How will they set up this weekend, do you think?
Well, I had a more exciting match anyway. It was more open than the one in Limerick, but it's funny. Like, you know, it was nip and tuck all along, and then they kind of went ahead second half, and then next minute, it was two Killadangan lads were sent off, and they nearly lost it with 13 men. But I spoke to the manager, and I spoke to John Conlon afterwards, and both of them said, you know, you plan for a lot of things, but you don't plan for having two extra players. And it was funny. I remember just towards the end, when it was, I think, a one-point game or very tight anyway, and Killadangan got in a short puck out, and I was saying, my God, how the hell can they get Joprock out? They're down to 13 men. It's because all the Clonlara lads just booked back. I suppose it's human nature to pull, but to retreat and try and cover the ground. But Dylan McMahon at centre-back tends to play very deeply covering the full-back line might be a question or two about them. Now Michael Clancy's effective going forward, and he was going forward the last day. He followed out the Killadangan corner forward, and he scored a point, and he's effective on attack, but they'd still be untried, untested, and I'd say they'll be well tested Sunday now. And then I'm not sure about the goalkeeper either, Shane McGill. He didn't fill me with confidence now watching him. I'm only going on one match, but it's the match I saw, the last match they've played. No, their half-back line is very solid. Pádraig O'Loughlin is very effective there. Good man. He scored a point as well. Their midfield, Aidan Moriarty was excellent. Excellent against Killadangan. And then in the half-forward line, Colm O'Mara was very effective. Colm Galvin, look, he's been, you know, destroyed with injuries. Like he's still effective. Not as effective as he would have been if he hadn't had all those injuries. Inside, then you have Ian Galvin's dangerous inside. Michael O'Loughlin on the freeze. Mixed day. Some good ones, some bad ones. Normally he's good. Dermot Stritch got a great point from the winner. Their forwards are pretty good, and of course, the man I left out is John Conlon, who's just a lion of a man, an absolute lion of a man. You know, I'd say he got an all-star centre-back. He's playing centre-forward. I'd say he marks himself sometimes in these matches when they're training, you know. But he has everything.
Where do you think we'll see him on Sunday, Mac, John Condon?
I'd say you'll see him probably drifting across your half-forward line now. Will Ballygunner man-mark him? They don't tend to do that much out in the half-forward line. Shane O'Sullivan might pick him up. Shane has done that before. But Philip certainly won't. Philip will stay. So what he's doing, he'll just anchor the thing, orchestrate and set up the counter-attacks. So look, the only thing is David Franks has pulled a few rabbits before, or you never know, but sure, this is part of the intrigue of the planning beforehand, you know.
How do you call it, Mac?
For me, it has to be Ballygunner. You know, they're hurling at a higher level, they've far more experience. It's their 13th final, more than any other club in Munster. It's Clonlara's first. Even Clare people are saying to me, Clonlara have already had a great year because they've won the it's great for them to get into a Munster final. Now, there's no pressure on Clonlara, they can have a go, But I just don't think they have enough. I don't think they have enough class to inflict damage on Ballygunner. And I think Ballygunner will have created their second part of history. They've won 10 Waterfords already. That's history. This will be three Munsters history. And what's more, they'll be level then with BlackRock on five titles. That's the most, more than any other club.
You wrote in the Leader this week, Mac, that there's an element of unfinished business about this squad of players. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think they've won one All-Ireland. You know, for a long time, and I was writing this at the time, for a long time they were underachievers in Munster, but I think they've set that right now in the last couple of years. They're going for their fourth in, is it 6 years or seven? And but I think the other one, the big one, is the All-Ireland, because even the All-Ireland they won, it was great to see them win it, but they'd have to admit it was a smash and grab. It was a last minute goal in injury time to beat a team that was, you know, looked home and dry. So I think they want to win another All-Ireland, and they want to win it on their own terms. Now, it's a bit early, yes, but they've already beaten the Cork champions, they've beaten the Limerick champions. Now they have a chance to beat the Clare champions. If they beat them, then they face the Galway champions, and if they beat those, they'll face the Leinster champions, and it'll be arguably the best All-Ireland club championship ever won. Now, I know Ballygunner won't be thinking that far ahead. They don't do that. They go match by match, but I think that's, for me, that's the unfinished business for them, another All-Ireland.
Well, McDarren McDonagh from Dungarvan Leader and TG Carr, thanks a million for dropping into our Dungarvan studio, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Peter Hogan sends the ball in space, into Desi in space, has a look, takes the shot, across to Kevin. Kevin takes the shot, back of the net there, Desi to Kevin. Kevin the back of the net, all too easy for the Gunners. Kevin Manley has rounded off a great week, conferred during the week in UCC. Now he's conferred his performance here today with a brilliant goal.
He has, and he got a third conferring from Dunica McCarthy, the goalie, when he came out, Kieran, because he just clotheslined him.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.